Turning to our KRDO newsline, let's go to Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent, who's joining us with some ideas for big studio movies opening at the box office this weekend. Feels good to say that, doesn't it, Jason?
Yeah, it really does, especially considering this is Memorial Day weekend, the traditional kickoff to the summer box office season. And this year, it looks like we might actually have a box office season, which is just great. And the studios, Hollywood, I'm sure, loving the fact that they're going to get their movies out there and people are actually going to go to the theaters to see them. Although capacity is still limited in a lot of places, but the movie theaters are open and we should see a big weekend because the studios are actually putting their films out there for people to go see. So the big one, or there's two in theaters this weekend. One of the big ones is A Quiet Place Part 2. This is a sequel, of course, to A Quiet Place Part 1, which the sequel was supposed to come out March 20th, 2020. Mm. And we all know what happened right around then.
Right.
So it's been delayed for a little bit over a year. Emily Blunt returns for the sequel, directed by her husband, John Krasinski. It's getting great reviews. And the first one made $50 million or so opening weekend. This, you know, it's very hard to predict these days, given the pandemic and everything, what it might make. But I'm guessing that we're going to see probably the biggest opening since the pandemic started.
Wow. And when you're talking about an opening, is this something that's going to be streamed and open in theaters, or can you only see it in theaters?
No, so A Quiet Place Part 2 is only in theaters. Also, this is one of the rare movies that has come out over the past few months that is only in theaters. A lot of them have had a streaming component, but this is a Paramount movie. Paramount, of course, has Paramount Plus, their streaming service, which it's kind of head-scratching that they're not kind of doing both here,
mm-hmm.
but it's our understanding that usually it'll take 90 days for something to make it to a streaming service or video on demand, that you'll see A Quiet Place Part 2 45 days after it debuts in theaters. So it'll be a little over a month until you'll be able to see it, but you will eventually be able to see it. That's not the case with the other film coming out this weekend, Cruella, which is Disney's origin story of, you remember 101 Dalmatians, Cruella de Vil, she's the villain, she wants to make a coat out of Dalmatians. This is her backstory. So we find out exactly why she doesn't like the Dalmatians and a whole bunch of other things. Cruella is in theaters, but it's also on Disney Plus today. So you have to pay $30 to see it, but you have that choice of how you want to see it.
Right, right. And is it supposed to be, I mean, because 101 Dalmatians is kind of for kids. Is this geared toward family-friendly fare?
This is a rare Disney movie that's actually rated PG-13. So It's a little edgier than most of the Disney fare we've seen. Emma Stone stars as Cruella, the title character, who she actually starts out as Estella before she becomes the full-blown villain. Emma Thompson also co-stars as the Baroness, who is kind of like her mentor. This movie was a lot of fun, and I didn't know what to expect. I don't know that I necessarily cared about the backstory of Cruella de Vil going into it, but Emma Stone is fantastic, as she always is. Emma Thompson is great, but the movie itself, we haven't seen something kind of like fun and light and colorful, and the music is great. It looks fantastic and a lot of fun as well. I enjoyed this a lot more than I was expecting.
Okay, that's good, because the cartoon is a little creepy. I remember seeing
sure.
it as a kid.
Yeah.
And then Glenn Close was Cruella in the first
she
live
was.
Action, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think she was in actually two of those films.
Mm.
So, you know, we've seen that before, but of course that was from a different point of view. This is really looking at the villain and why, what made the villain, kind of giving you a little bit of, I talked to the director and he said, it's not a sympathetic story, but it's an empathetic story. So you can kind of put yourself in her shoes and understand why she becomes who she becomes. And there's a lot of dogs in it too. And I just, you know, I love dogs. So.
And anything,
more dogs.
Anything lighter than the Joker origin story, anything lighter than that is going to be
an
improvement.
It's funny because when the first trailer for Cruella came out, a lot of people compared the two because it really seemed like in the trailer they were leaning into
Ooh.
This is Disney's version of the Joker. And in some ways it is, but in a very Disney way. The Joker, of course, rated R, hard R. This does not have any of those necessarily violent elements to it.
Right. Very dark, that one was. Okay. And then something on the lighter side, too. Friends reunion special apparently debuting yesterday, right?
Yep, and a lot of people are talking about it. This is also a lot of fun as well. And also another thing I didn't necessarily think I needed, I was a casual Friends fan. I wasn't necessarily the biggest one. Couldn't care less if I saw more of it or not. But this reunion, the way they did this was the way they should do all reunions, I think, going forward. And anybody who's ever thinking about rebooting a show should just stop and watch this and do this instead. They brought the cast together. They set up the old set. So for the first time in 17 years, you get to see their reaction when they step onto the set for the first time. They reminisce. We see bloopers. They reveal some stuff. It's fun to see them get together and talk about these old times. It's very nostalgic. It's funny as well. And that's it. And you leave it, and you leave with a sense of nostalgia and fun and warmth in your heart, rather than why did they do this? It makes no sense.
Right. Like, why did I eat that second dessert? I just needed one.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Well, always eat the second dessert. That's my motto.
Okay. Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent. We appreciate those suggestions and ideas. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.